Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape.
Episode 82, AMC Frustration, SHIB Elation. So I'm sitting here watching my SHIB ticker, and it's at 53 right now, and it's you know, going up. The big thing was it got listed on Kraken, that finally came through, and they're a pretty big platform. And again, that's it got listed on a big platform, and it had a period of acceleration, and I don't know when it's going to stop. But today's the first day that you can, you know, buy and sell Shiba Inu on Kraken. And they're in 190 countries, and, you know, forgive me, I think it's like 7 million or 9 million users. Now, Robinhood is still bigger, and that's the one that I was always waiting for. And, you know, if we had had that Robinhood announcement, you know, at the time this thing first ran, you know, and got to, you know, 80, 70, 60, even 60, or, you know, it would have been huge. But this is the type of acceleration that is there. And it's funny, you know, I talk about, you know, my wife hates it that I do all this stuff. You know, most of the time I don't tell her. Sometimes I do. And we had had a whole big thing on the Shibu because I saw it was going down, and I didn't want to see. I thought if I can, you know, basically short it, you know, you say, hey, look, I'm gonna sell it now. I'm gonna wait for it to get as low as I think it's gonna go, and I'm gonna buy it back. And my big thing was I wanted to talk to her about when should I buy this back, and that got in a whole big brouhaha. And we finally had an understanding, and I bought it back at around 37, 38, and then and that was it, and that was sort of the dip. And I felt really proud that I finally was able to get it back because I missed it a few times, and it was very frustrating. Now, I was curious, like, well, is it just going to keep dipping down? It looked like it was just on a downward trajectory. However, it did seem like it was leveling off. But it did reach that point again two more times. And at that point, you know, I had promised my wife I wasn't going to buy anymore. And I was also not at a point where I probably could, like, I was out shopping with my wife, and, you know, you could buy it on your phone, but it just didn't, you know, it just wasn't right. And I thought, well, maybe it's going to, I'll wait. If it goes to the 20s, I'll buy more, but just wait for that. So I wasn't expecting it to go into the 50s. I thought it would go into the 20s, to be honest. And it still may. I mean, you know, nothing's over yet. But I missed the last two dips to buy on, but that's okay. We had our position, and I'm happy, and it's great to see it, you know, back in the 50s. Hopefully, you know, we'll see what happens today. It could be a very interesting day if it keeps going. Anyway, now compare that with AMC. You know, they offered the Spider-Man NFT, and the response was overwhelming. You know, it crashed the AMC website. You know, people were waiting hours to get this NFT. It doesn't take a lot of imagination to say, hey, maybe AMC should get into the NFT business if that is going to be the future. And, or, you know, as long with the movie business, that this could be huge, with especially with these big popular movies. You know, you could, when you buy your ticket, you can get the NFT. And if these NFTs start selling for, you know, thousands of dollars, right? Remember the Beanie Baby craze when McDonald's was giving out Beanie Babies with Happy Meals? And what was happening is people would go through the McDonald's, buy the Happy Meal, get the Beanie Baby, and then they throw the Happy Meal in the trash. They would buy the Happy Meal just to get the Beanie Baby because there was value at the time in those Beanie Babies. Well, here we are. You're looking at a chance where people might buy movie tickets, not for the movie ticket, but for the NFT, if that can happen. Yeah, maybe they'll go to the movie, maybe not. Who knows? They just want the NFT. That would be one reason why people would buy movie tickets as opposed to just waiting for it to come out on Netflix. Or, you know, I don't even know if people even wait for them to watch DVDs anymore, you know, or just stream it, right? If you can get your NFT from AMC, and that could go on, if you're lucky, could be thousands of dollars, you know, hundreds, thousands of dollars, you know, that's what people will do. So you thought, this is huge. Also, it doesn't take a lot of imagination that they could issue some kind of digital token dividend, right? Which the shorts can't, you know, if you short, naked short a stock, you have, and there's a dividend, you, as the person that shorted that stock or naked short it, you have to provide that dividend. Like, so if it's a cash dividend, you have to come up with the cash. So whenever there's one of these dividends and there's stocks been shorted, a lot of times people will get out of it because they don't want to be financially responsible for that dividend. Now, if it's something they can't just buy, like an NFT, they can't just come pull an NFT out of nowhere, right? And they can't just come up with the money and pay it off. Like, well, it's a $2 dividend. That's fine. We'll cover that, right? Anyway, you would think, well, this could be a shot across the bow for the shorts to say, hey, you better settle now, because if this thing ever goes to an NFT dividend, then you can't do that and you're going to be in trouble, right? So that was a lot of great news on Sunday night. And I was excited and I thought, maybe this is it. Maybe this is it. This could start the MOAS. Or, you know, it'd just be a good day. Just get back to the 50s on AMC, right? So, of course, what happens? We're sitting at $36 in pre-market. You know, it's 3:53 a.m. Pacific time. And AMC is at $36. That's crazy. It's crazy. And I got to be honest with you, I'm really frustrated with AMC right now. It's always been frustrating. But you look at the community, you know, some people say buy. Some people say don't buy. Don't buy from this one. Don't buy from that one. Oh, and by the way, since, you know, all these brokerages, they haven't been actually buying the real shares. So when during the squeeze, when, you know, say it hits $10,000 and you want to sell your share at $10,000, the brokerage isn't going to have the share to sell, and they're going to go broke trying to buy all these shares at $10,000 now. So good luck with that. And I'm not trying to spread FUD. I'm just talking about my feelings, as we've always done on this, that it's a very unnerving time right now. And I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I sit here and I look at, I don't know what's going to happen to the market. If the squeeze does happen, right? All this new money, apes would be crazy to put it back into the stock market. Yeah, they might go for Tesla or you know, some of the big ones. But, like, it's so corrupt, that why not go to crypto, right? And or do something else, cash, real estate. I don't care. But this stock market is absolutely horrible. There's a reason why these people live the way they live and make the money that they make, because it just seems like they're all a bunch of corrupt thieves, you know, and it's absolutely horrible. These bankers, they go into government and they cover for all their buddies and rob us all and all this corruption. And then, you know, when they're done in the government, then they go back to work for the hedge funds or whoever and get their $1 million retirements through them. And it's absolutely terrible and very frustrating. And I don't know. I'm just so tired of it. And I'm so tired of it. I'm sure you are too. But compare that to SHIB, where you say, hey, look, you know, I got into crypto. I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. Hey, because of AMC and the relationship and going part, you know, accepting Doge, I bought $50 worth of Dogecoin. And I'm like, great. And I got to watch it go. Ooh, it went up from 22 cents to 23 cents or 20. Ooh, it's at 24 cents now. I'm like, well, that's not that interesting. And then but I was paying more attention to crypto. And that's when I heard about SHIB. And I thought, aha, SHIB is what Doge was a few months ago before it ran up. Well, and then once I realized how cheap it was, I'm like, well, hell, why don't I just buy a bunch of this SHIB and hope it becomes the Doge? And that's what I did. I took just another $50. And that first day, it went from, 23 to 35. It went back again, but that started me on my road into SHIB. And then eventually I watched it go on that crazy run to 80, right? And then it went down and it went down and down and down. And I had to make a decision. Do I believe in this or don't I? And I still believed in it. And I thought once Robinhood, once these other people start listing it, it's going to start going up again. And I thought, well, I want to hedge my bets because you never know when that's going to happen. You don't know when one of these big spurts is going to go. So you better be prepared, otherwise you're going to be chasing it, right? And if you start chasing it and it crashes, you're going to be stuck at a high position. So that's when I started buying dips and averaging up as best I could. And it was not easy, even to the point, like I said, where I had put some money into it and I was just watching this money go down. And I could look at the line and I'm saying, you're crazy. This is a diagonal line going down. Why would you invest in this at the time? That's when I pulled it out, waited for what I thought was the dip or what I thought was the bottom, got back in, and then it started going back up. And now, all of a sudden it got listed on Kraken. That news was kind of a surprise, and the stock went up just off the news. And now today it's a full day of trading. So right now it's almost close to 54. And you say, well, that's the way it should work. You look at the situation, you make an assessment, and when good news happens, it goes up. Imagine if Kraken said SHIB had all these great news, right? That they're the number one, talked about coin on some website, that there's whales jumping in, that Kraken is going to be listing Shiba. And then when crypto doesn't close, but let's just say it has its opening and it drops 10%. And you say, wait, what? How could it have all this great news and then it drops? And that's the corruption. And people say, oh, well, you're just complaining, that's just the market. And it's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. So I don't know what's going to happen with AMC today. I don't know what's going to happen with it tomorrow. And quite frankly, it's not even about AMC. It's about corruption. It's just about corruption. And I got to be honest with you. I don't know if they're ever going to let this happen. But this system's so corrupt. I really don't know. I want to believe. God, I want to believe. We have, I want to believe it can happen. But this system is so corrupt. And I don't understand for the life of me why people just can't get to the bottom of this. I do not understand that. Why people just can't get to the bottom of this and say, okay, yes, this has been naked shorted. There's billions of synthetic shares out there. Or not. Maybe it hasn't. But it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. If we had pulled all the money we have invested that we could out of AMC and put it into SHIB, who knows what would happen. Now let me say this about SHIB. SHIB goes up and SHIB comes right back down. That these whales, I saw it when it went to 80 and it came tumbling down. And even in the decline, every once in a while, it would go back up and then bam, it would just get cut down to the point where I had lost confidence in SHIB. And even as I watch it right now, as it's knocking on, 54, I know any moment, boom, this thing could just drop like that, and go back into the 40s. It could be at 40, 42, hell, 38. Right? I'm not naive. I'm not stupid. I mean, this is nice. It's a nice run. It's very euphoric. It's why I do. This is why I watch the line. You spend days and days watching it. And then when this thing shoots up, it's amazing. I've talked about it, man. It's a drug. It's in a, that feeling that you get watching it. And then, you have AMC that I don't know. I don't know what to do. You know, I don't. I think they're doing everything they can. There's big movies coming out. They're you know, Adam Aaron's doing some innovative stuff. But yeah. I don't know. Hang in there. That's all I can say. You know, if you're there, if you're a SHIB investor, good luck to you. I hope we have a really nice run in the next day or two, and we'll see. Hopefully we reach a new level, and that's where we'll be at. And you know, but I don't know. AMC still my play. It's still what I'm counting on is this squeeze. But I just don't know. The system, it seems so corrupt. And you know, when we have great news and all this stuff to look forward to, and then it just drops like it did. It's disheartening. It's very disheartening. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Well, hang in there, and I will talk to you on the next episode of the AMC Stock Story.